This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of days ago, Samantha Fields reported for us on the collateral damage that spiking natural gas prices in Europe might wind up doing to the broader economy. Since then, though, and I'm only talking 48 hours, prices have swung way the other way. European benchmark nat gas has come down by about a third. Although, to be clear, it is still really expensive compared to what it cost before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But every little decline helps, right? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
There are some signs Europe may be getting a handle on its Russia-induced energy crisis. For one, the recent sharp decline in natural gas prices, says Capital Economics Edward Gardner.
The European Union's gas storage levels are at around 85% of capacity. So it could well be that markets are pricing in that Europe might be better prepared than it once was.
European countries have been increasing non-Russian supplies of natural gas from Norway and the Netherlands, and lining up more shipments of liquefied natural gas from Africa and Canada. Germany and Italy, traditionally the heaviest users, have cut their reliance on Russian energy. Weather may also help by tamping down demand this winter, which is expected to be mild by recent historic standards. But risks abound for Europe.
The overall situation is bad.
Patrick Honohan is former governor of the Central Bank of Ireland and now a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says European officials are planning measures to encourage conservation and help consumers deal with high energy costs. But he says big questions remain.
To what extent industrial producers, households in various countries can substitute away from natural gas that used to flow from Russia and can cope with the rising and the high costs of not just natural gas, but oil and other energy products.
He says the overarching unknown is Russia's war in Ukraine.
We don't know how long this war is going to go on and to what extent an end to the war will lead to a reversal in these spikes of energy prices.
He says one thing's clear. Russia's earning so much selling its oil on global markets, it doesn't really need to resume selling its natural gas to Europe anytime soon. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.